So how does Reporters Sans Frontières rate press freedom in Turkey?
So, Turkey is ranked 149th out of 180 countries in our latest press freedom index. So this is a dismal record, obviously, for such a big country. And Turkey appears among, well, blatant dictatorships or countries where journalists are murdered every week at this position. This is quite astonishing, obviously.
Why do you think it's so bad?
So part of the problems are inherited from the military era. One shouldn't forget that not so long ago Turkey was under military rule. So there are still several laws limiting freedom of expression. The judiciary still has a practice to defend the state rather than the citizen. In particular, the anti-terror law remains very frequently used to crack down on dissent rather than to go after terrorists. But obviously, today the biggest problem for press freedom in Turkey is the authoritarian drifts of the authorities, especially President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's been more and more intolerant towards any kind of criticism, and over the past few years, basically the whole political spectrum of the opposition media has been targeted one after the other. So Kurdish and leftist journalists were traditional targets, I would say, in Turkey. But over the past few years, Republican, secularist journalists have increasingly been targeted, and also journalists who are close from the Gülen Brotherhood, as very well exemplified by the takeover of Zaman newspaper lately.
Okay,
So.
and how many outlets, television or print, are free from government control?
Well, it's difficult to say. Still, there is a very big number of media outlets in Turkey. Pluralism used to be very wide, and until very recently, we used to say that yes, the repression was very harsh, but pluralism remained very high, very wide. Several media outlets remain very critical of the authorities in Turkey. Some are very influenced. One can quote, for instance, Cumhuriyet, obviously, the newspaper that revealed that weapons were delivered by the Turkish intelligence services to Syria. There is also the big secularist group, Doğan, who owns, for instance, Hürriyet newspaper, but he's well, the group size has decreased due to harassment from the authorities. Now it remains to be seen how will the previous journalist of Zaman how they will. How well they will do
Okay.
In their tentative to create a new newspaper, basically to resurrect Zaman into under another title. So this is a brand new initiative, so it's a bit soon to see whether the authorities will let this happen or whether they will crack down harshly.
I mean, it sounds like we've had a real sharp descent in terms of press freedom in Turkey over the last 2 years. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, even a bit longer since maybe 2007, 2008, indeed. even if there remains independent media outlets, harassment is growing very well, tremendously against them. For instance, so first there's been a huge media concentration at hands of media owners, media tycoons who are close to the authorities, which has encouraged self-censorship and decreased pluralism in the mainstream media. This has been very visible over the past few years and exemplified, for instance, during the Gezi protests in 2013, when many mainstream media chose to simply ignore what was happening across the country. In the same time, censorship has tremendously increased on the internet, with many draconian reforms who have allowed the authorities to block any websites without any court decision under very, very wide and blurred motives. As you know, Turkey doesn't hesitate to block even the entire Twitter or YouTube platforms from time to time.
Yes.
In the same time, the authorities are more and more frequently resorting to publication bans. So this is probably the most well, the most draconian form of censorship. It's when the authorities simply ban any mention of an event, even pictures. So this happened recently for the corruption scandal targeting some of the government ministers, for instance. This happens very, very frequently. Lately, it happened following the terrorist attacks in Ankara, in Istanbul, and then Ankara. Dozens of journalists are prosecuted for, well, allegedly insulting the president, or some are also, well, also dozens are prosecuted for alleged terrorism, which carries life jail sentences.
Okay.
Many journalists remain in jail, although in recent years Turkey tried to appease international pressure by adopting some reforms to decrease the use of pre-trial detention, but obviously this wasn't enough. Yeah, and probably also the latest trend is what happened in the southeast. So since last summer, clashes have resumed between the authorities and the Kurdish PKK, and this is a war which is devastating, but which is happening far from the press scrutiny. Many journalists are banned from covering the clashes. Journalists are detained every week while trying to report what is happening in these cities.
Okay.
And some of them are even injured while trying to cover the clashes. So, and yeah, lately even foreign journalists have been targeted, either being deported, as simple as that, or being denied the authorization to work in the country. This is a very new trend, as until recently foreign journalists were rather spared by the authorities, but this is not the case anymore.
Okay, you paint a very bleak picture. What about
Unfortunately.
outside pressure? You touched on it just there. I was thinking particularly in terms of the European Union. Turkey obviously wants to become a member of the European Union. Do you think there's enough pressure being brought to bear in Istanbul over press freedom?
Clearly not. What we are seeing these days with the EU basically giving in to Erdogan's blackmail over refugees is simply appalling, and this is well, a symptom of what we've seen over the past few years. Basically, it seems that the balance of power has shifted to Turkey, or at the very least, there is an unwillingness in Brussels to take press freedom as a cornerstone in its relationship with Ankara. You mentioned that Turkey remains a candidate to the EU membership, so this should be well, this should allow the European Union to be very firm and very demanding in terms of media freedom, since media freedom remains one of the main accession criteria to the EU membership. So really, there shouldn't be anything to negotiate here. So clearly, yeah, international pressure isn't sufficient. Obviously, we perfectly understand what the regional context is and how much the international community needs Turkey on Syria, on the migrants crisis, etc. But this shouldn't render us blind, and quite the opposite. When journalists are prosecuted and risk life imprisonment for documenting weapon deliveries to Syria from Turkish intelligence, this only shows that Turkey shouldn't be so blindly trusted as a precious ally. Maybe it's also part of the destabilization of the region. So encouraging a free press in Turkey from this regard is also in the best interest of the EU and the international community to scrutinize what is going on in the region and the policies of President Erdogan in the region.
Okay. I think I'll leave it there. Thank you very much for giving that
Thank you.
insight into press freedom in Turkey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have
Bye.
a nice day.